LA Councilman De Leon Cedillo to be removed from council committee. Los Angeles Acting Los Angeles City Council President Mitch O'Farrell said October 17 that he will remove Councilman Kevin De Leon and Gil Cedillo from their committee assignments, though he had no update on whether the two embattled council members will resign their seats over their involvement in a racism scandal surrounding the city's redistricting process. Four elected officials participated in a recorded conversation in 2021 that included a series of racially charged remarks and discussions over redistricting. Two of them, former Council President Nuri Martinez and former LA County Federation of Labor Ron Herrera, have resigned. De Leon chairs the Homelessness and Poverty Committee, and Cedillo chairs the Housing Committee. Council rules require each council member to be appointed to at least one committee, and O'Farrell said he was working out the details of removing the pair from their assignments. O'Farrell said Cedillo will not be attending October 18's council meeting, which will take place remotely. He has urged De Leon not to attend, but has not been able to get in touch with him. What I have to do is make sure that this council is not held hostage because two additional members refused to resign, O'Farrell said at a news briefing October 17 at City Hall. When asked to confirm if Cedillo would not be attending Tuesday's meeting, a representative did not respond directly Monday afternoon, saying only that the councilman was at a place of reflection. A representative for De Leon did not immediately respond to a request for comment. The South Central LA Tenants Community Group sent a letter to council members Marquise Harris Dawson, Heather Hutt, and Curran Price on Monday asking them to not attend any council or committee meetings until De Leon and Cedillo resign. If all three abide by such a request, the already short-handed council would potentially be unable to meet. Acting Council President Mitch O'Farrell announced that the council will hold both October 18 and October 19 meetings remotely due to possible COVID exposure after Councilman Mike Bonin tested positive October 12 for COVID-19. Bonin was present at the council meeting earlier that day. Bonin wrote on Twitter October 15 that his most recent COVID test, taken on the morning of October 15, was negative.